Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But as you guys can see by the title of this video, Yaritza and Suicenta are getting canceled for something they said on our podcast.
Right. What?
I just don't like Mexico.
It brings that
memory
back.
It was crazy.
I don't feel like it's Mexico. I just feel like it's Mexico shit.
Okay, they clipped it up so hard that, you know, you honestly, like, it wasn't really understood what was going on. All they did was like, oh, I don't really like Mexico.
No grites.
Comment down below, do you guys forgive Yaritza? What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Agusto Baba podcast. If you guys are new to this channel, make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. Please listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you guys are at the gym or at work. And if you guys listen to us there, rate us 5 stars because it really helps us go up on the charts. Also, add us on Snapchat at Agusto Baba. And also, we live stream every single Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. We haven't been able to live stream lately because we're here in our new home, if you guys haven't noticed. House tour coming soon.
Hey,
wait, living on with that. Jason is super hard, pissing me off. I'm
dude,
already
mad. He eats yogurt. Oh!
Guys, thank
Drags
you.
His feet.
Dale.
First out of the day.
Alex Moreno y de la Bahia. Thank you for sending in your ad. Check it out. Vida Recia. Available on all digital platforms. Make sure you stream my boy. And since he got an ad, he's going to be placed on
Parandar
Augusto Papa playlist.
Go watch it on YouTube and go comment that you heard the song from
me.
You guys know the song Vida Recia?
Yeah.
How does it go?
That's a banger.
I know. It's a staple in the Mexican community.
How does it go?
Oh, if I don't know, I'm going to get canceled.
Go.
Vida bueno.
Second ad, special message for Ivan Cornejo. Ivan Cornejo, let me play Harmonia for your last 3 shows on the Tenepa Tour in California. Ivan, if you're watching this, please hit up my boy Alejandro Alvarez FR. He played the Harmonia for you. What was this like? This is like what?
That was
like
in San Diego.
San Diego.
He did a really good job. Give him another chance.
That would be badass too.
That's my boy right there with the.
He could be a special appearance for the California shows. Great. And it's super badass. Hey, remember, you could do any sort of message like this.
Guys, okay, make sure to go listen to my song Sin Miedo al Éxito.
Oh my God.
Whoa. 30 seconds.
Yo, what happened?
That's fucked up.
Listen to it for 5 seconds.
You cut him out.
Just like the song that got skipped.
Personally,
anyway, light the fuse candles. Make sure you get some candles, some Burberry candles. My sister made it. She's the only one that has those molds to make them in the whole entire world. I went with him to go get them done. I'm going to get like 10 of them right here in the new house because Burberry's are really expensive.
And Jason's room smells bad.
Jason's got a little smell to himself. So I'm going to put like 7 of those because they smell really good. And yeah, make sure to go get them.
Guys, as well, if you guys need help boosting your profile, boosting your page,
hit up
our boy Donovan on the reel. He helps
reels
get stuff ready. Hit him up. He's the CEO and founder. Hit him up at 714-929-8819 or at Donovan on the reel.
Yeah, right there.
Social media.
Check out his website. He works with a lot of big companies.
Yeah, big influencers. So if you have content that you want to shoot and he'll show you how to do it the right way. So
let's get right into
it. And hit us up if you're trying to get your ad on here. But first topic of the day, actually the only topic, as you guys can see by the title of this video, Yaritza and Suicenta are getting canceled for something they said on our podcast. Right.
What?
Dun, dun.
On our podcast.
That's
our
crazy. Según hasta Puro Bailes Washington told me he saw it on the news. Over there in Washington.
News?
And then it made sense because I was like, it's like a Washington thing, you know? But yeah, I think we made it on the news.
Came out, though?
That's what I asked him. He said, yeah.
We made the news.
I haven't been able to find the video, but
they didn't even ask for permission. Oh.
No, take it down.
KTLA 5 News from Washington.
That's crazy.
We're about to hit you with the lawsuit.
Guys, because I don't really watch TV, but when I used to live with my mom, I used to like, she used to watch TV. And I'd be like,
oh, when man. I used to live with my mom, crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now you live with this.
Now live with this dumb bowl. Dude, living with Jason's so hard. We'll talk about that in another episode. Like, drags his feet, stabs his food, wakes up late.
Drags his feet, dude. Like, drags his feet. Like,
I get to the topic, bro. Come on.
I don't know. He'd be like, bye. Like, bro, let me sleep. Anyways, yeah, guys, she got canceled for something she said on our podcast. This is the clip that was on TikTok. Well, one of, like, thousands. Roll the clip.
I just don't like Mexico. It brings that memory back.
It's not,
you know?
Not like we... When yeah, it was crazy.
I don't feel like it's Mexico. I just feel like it's Mexico City.
Oh, my God. Okay, they clipped it up so hard that, you know, you... Honestly, like, it wasn't really understood what was going on. All they did was like, oh, I don't really like Mexico. It's not Mexico. I don't like Mexico.
Yeah, so you watch that clip and you're like, what? She doesn't like Mexico? Like, what's going on? Why?
But then somebody had, you know, a little agenda here, and they wrote Yaritza saying she does not like Mexico nor Mexico City. And they also wrote in Spanish, you know, so they get more views. Dice, Yaritza dice que no le gusta México ni la Ciudad de México. And this person posted this exact same clip about 20 times. All of them, you know, got a little bit of views, but this one got a few million. And I think that was the catalyst of this whole thing.
And we could tell that it was taken super out of context. I don't know if it was a goal of them to get them canceled. You know, I think it's a defamation of character. But, you know, what did the media decide to do with that clip? You know, they just, you know, made it.
Yeah, made it a huge deal.
Yeah, we're going to kind of clear up the stuff that happened on our podcast because we know what actually happened. And we're going to play the entire clip and give you guys an explanation of what she really meant.
Play the clip.
Roll it.
But it's just that little thing that
listen
introduced us to Mexico was kind of nerve-wracking for us.
You guys had to be a part.
So like we're kind of traumatized with Mexico, you know. And then it was crazy.
I don't feel like it's Mexico. I just feel like it's Mexico City.
Oh my God, that's what we're from.
When I went to Monterrey. I loved it. I love Monterrey.
Mexico City. But I went to Cancun and TJ and I loved it too.
No, it's not that. It's just, you know,
they're
like
actually
the
pretty
feeling.
Funny. I would talk to some people and they'd be really funny.
So do you guys?
Yeah.
Guys, and for those of you guys that didn't know, when they said it's something that brings back memories, well, if you guys didn't know, Mondo did have to leave. The older brother had to leave the United States to go to Mexico in order for him to fix his visa so he could travel, you know? So other people usually go to Mexico for vacation and this and that. But he had to go in order to serve a little punishment just so he could get his papers done and fix the right way, you know? So Yaritza and the family, they had to experience it in a difficult way, you know? It's not of joy and... oh, I want to go here. That's what she said. It brings back that memory. So, you know, they couldn't really enjoy the trip as a...
Yeah, and in the podcast too, if you guys watched the entire thing, she said that while Mondo was gone, like, it was hard for her to write music. Mm-hmm. You know, they still had to do work where it was just her and Jairo. They went to an award show, and it was just both of them. She dedicated the award to him. She cried. Obviously, they're super close to each other. She missed them. And that's what happened on our podcast. Anything after that, I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. And they also talked about how when they recorded the song Frágil, right, with Grupo Frontera, they did it in Monterrey. That's when she's saying that she went to Monterrey. You know, I'm pretty sure there had to be like so many extra things figured out for Frontera to be in Monterrey, for themselves to be over there and to be able to shoot that video in Mexico, where, you know, otherwise they might have just shot it in LA or somewhere in the area. So it was a hard time for them. That's why Mexico brings them that sort of bittersweet memory.
It's like saying like, oh, what about if you go here to LA, you know, and something happens to you. So when you come back, you know, you're going to get like flashbacks. You're going to be like, oh, look, this happened to me. You know, it's not the same anymore. It's the same thing for them when they go to Mexico City. Mondo had to be in Mexico City for so long that, you know, it just hurts. They get a bad memory when they go there, you know?
Yeah, and they also mentioned, too, like, they went to Monterrey, Cancun, Tijuana, he said?
Yeah, Tijuana, Cancun.
And they liked it, but it was just Mexico City itself. Yeah. That's just clearing up what happened on our podcast. Now let's play clip number two, which was from another interview that came out months ago. I guess this video came out and they clipped up the little piece, they tried to dig up some other stuff. A video that came out a month ago that, you know, no one cared, and now they did. So this is the clip.
Also, pero no me gusta cuando me levanto, como me estoy durmiendo, porque se escuchan como los carros y las sirenas de los policías y todo, pero
No me gusta mucho la comida.
See, right there is a cook.
El Tizoc Mayor dice que en México la comida no pica.
Allá en Washington, la neta, le dan un sazón que sí pica y...
¿sabes? A mí también es la comida porque yo soy bien delicado y pues casi nomás como chicken. Ajá.
El Tizoc Menor dice que solo come chicken y alas.
También que no tengan chile, no me gusta nada de eso. Son...
Guys, as
sorry, guys, I did not know they had that added on. I thought it was a real interview, regular, no extra. Sorry about that.
Guys, as you could see in the video, they expressed the food that they don't like and the environment. I think after that, people took it out of context and people ran with it. People started defaming them, you know, bashing them. And here's some of the comments that I found on social media, so you guys could check it out. One of the comments says, "You don't like Mexico, but you're out here looking like a straight India. With a culo prieto y el nopal en la frente."
That's like out of pocket.
That's super out of pocket, but like this is the way that people are expressing themselves on social media. Here's another one. Secondhand embarrassment after hearing you all talk about Mexico.
Dude, sorry, bro.
That's fucked up, bro.
It's because I didn't know it was that comment, bro. Call me by off guard, bro.
I was like, Jason, five comments.
Dude, why you gotta start with that? Like, warm up to it.
You could have warmed us up a little, you know, like how they gradually.
Just like a
it can be told Jason, find
their culo, bro.
Find three negative comments, three, and find three positive comments. Okay, I did not lie.
A ver, serios.
Okay, guys, here goes another comment. Second.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, first to laugh, sape.
Okay. Secondhand embarrassment after hearing you all.
Ready?
Secondhand embarrassment after hearing you all talk about Mexico, especially since you sing Mexican music. All your fame is thanks to the Mexican community. Truly sad to hear you guys speak so poorly of a community and a country that supports you from the beginning. So as you can see, people are very upset that they're expressing themselves that way to the Mexican community, the Mexican food, the Mexican environment. Another one, which was... they got really creative with this one, was, "No mames, mija, hasta Kylie Jenner se come sus tacos con Coca-Cola de vidrio y tú y tus hermanos con sus mamadas. Tu éxito se debe mayormente a México. No muerdan la mano que le da de tragar porque en México no hay segunda oportunidades."
Ahí les va, fue coca de vidrio, no coca en bolsa.
Yeah. As you can see, guys, yeah. The Mexican community is very upset of the way that Yaritza expressed herself about the food. It's unfortunately that people are dragging out about them, but there are some people that are supporting them, are understanding of their situations. I think Echo has a few comments that he could pull up and read.
Positive comments?
Yeah, and while he gets those ready, I just want to make mention that I think something about us.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's why I told him, but I guess he still went for it. I will read the positive comments in a bit.
Yeah, something I just want to make note is that I think us Mexicans were really, really proud of our culture, of our costumbres, of, you know, everything that makes us Mexican, and they really defend it, you know, with all that they have. And I think in this case, you know, these people are really like defending their culture that in their eyes they saw was being, I don't know, you know, made fun of or whatever. But yeah, but Mexicans are really proud of where they come from and their culture.
Yeah, but then at the same time, you know, we do have kind of freedom of speech. We could give our opinion, you know. Some people don't like tacos de canasta, otro no le gustan, like, Coke, you know. Some people don't like Coke, some people don't like beer, but there are some people don't like tequila.
All right, like, tell me one thing you guys don't like from Mexico, and taco, one thing that you love from Mexico.
Taco de lengua.
Te encanta.
No me gustan.
Okay.
Pero me encanta el pastor.
Te encanta el chile.
¿El qué?
La pastor.
¿El pastor?
Taco de la pastor. Taco de...
¿Te encanta el
de arranchera?
Chile? I know you're
big. ¿Te gusta con la piñita o no?
Yeah, I think when it comes to chile...
Chile largo.
Like a... ¿Cómo dicen? El chile ancho. Chile de árbol. Chile de
árbol. Answer them.
Okay, you... One thing that from you Mexico. Don't like at all from Mexico.
You've never been to Mexico.
I've never been to Mexico.
You're not helping your case.
Is it tostadas or something, bro?
Oh, I guess pulpo.
Bro, oh my God. Pulpo mexicano. Pescado mexicano.
Dude. We lost our way, bro.
This is why, like, people... Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is my best one with Pepe again.
Oh, my God. Pepe. Pelón. Bájale, bájale. One thing that you hate from Mexico, well, that you dislike.
Tacos asada. Damn. Nah, I'm kidding. I like Mexican food. I don't know what I wouldn't like.
Are you
like.
Talking about food in general or just like...
No, something that you like and something that you don't like. I mean, you know, well, he's inclined to food, so food.
Like the violence?
Yeah.
I don't like the violence. I don't
la inseguridad.
Like, I don't like how...
How like you have to be more cautious of
the
everything.
The human trafficking over there is big.
Yeah.
Corruption.
All the feminicides. It's a big deal. I think that's one of the biggest problems in over there. And then over there, like, let's say here we never think about like our phones and stuff, but over there, like, se los roban. It's like a common thing. It's like, oh, me volven a robar el teléfono. Oh, all right. That's right. Not even a big deal. Like, nobody bats an eye.
And over there, they don't have like services. You know, they have the credits.
Credits? Like how?
Like oh, minutes and shit?
Yeah, you're talking about like, oh, me echo una recarga de 20 pesos en el Oxxo. Yeah.
Guys, obviously, Yaritza.
But before we get into that, because, you know, we're going to get canceled too, what's one thing that you guys absolutely love from Mexico?
I think the entire culture itself.
I like it. Oxtepec, when you go up to the pyramids.
Las pirámides de cuáles?
In Oxtepec.
Se sacrificaron allá.
All right, one thing I really love about Mexico, like really, really love, is like the whole culture itself. Because like, let's just say, for example, we went to a soccer game. I think it was like Barcelona and Arsenal, and then like it was chill, you know. But like when we went to the Mexico game, like dude, like everything was so cool, like
everything was amped up,
ambiente, and like
los tamborazos,
so sick. Yeah, like the whole culture.
So, saben,
like I love being Mexican.
Saben echar desmadre ellos.
Like I don't know what I would.
Si se saben enfiestar.
If you were Mexican, what race would you guys want to be?
If we weren't,
yeah, like you could choose
nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, I look as fuck, bro. I love like everything.
Mexico, over there. Mexico just. On another level, you know.
Yeah, we're living in Mexico.
We got some bomb ass food. We know how to dance. We know how to throw parties. We could drink.
We know how to work.
Like the music.
We could work.
Oh, it's like we have. But mostly everybody,
the Mexicans,
the drug kingpin in Mexico.
Yeah,
because just a drug kingpin in Mexico. We're
good entrepreneurs. We know how to. We're a good salesman.
La raza mexicana es muy bonita. Le buscan hasta donde no hay. Siento que una de las cosas. Everybody quiere salir adelante, you know?
Yeah, and dude, it shows in the music. I even saw a TikTok video, and this is so true. It was like, all Mexicans, like, they work the hardest. Like, but you know, I said we're, like, really poor. But, like, we always find a way to, like, just be happy.
Yeah.
Like, we're the happiest, you know?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I've seen TikToks of, you know, other races making videos of, like, oh, you know, like, they're, like, the family on Sundays together. Mm-hmm. You know, for us, sometimes we don't really hang out around other races, and we don't see that, but... Other people like no acostumbran a juntarse or no acostumbran a tratar de juntarse. Mexicans do, you know, at those parties, you know, party hard, work hard.
Party hardy.
Enjoying. Yeah.
And the la comida es patrimonio de la humanidad, if you guys didn't know that. Which means that it's like one of the most prized possessions as humans. Mm-hmm. Mexican food.
Mexican food is that's crazy. That's
el pulpo, ahí anda.
But yeah, guys, that was interview number two. The second video that we saw, you know, some people were like, oh, yeah, you know, don't be talking bad about Mexico and their food, blah, blah, blah. We're the ones that support you guys. Other people were like, oh, it's okay if you don't like these certain foods. You know, you're not supposed to like every single food from Mexico. Mm-hmm. Some people weren't standing. Some people were like, no, you're attacking, betraying.
Pull up the apology video. See what they got
Coke.
To say.
No, the Coke.
Coke video. Ahí les va.
That one kind I'm gonna admit that one si se vio un poco mal, like you know the guy's pouring the Coke in the bag and Yarita went like this and then you hear Jairo saying like bro, but yeah, that one
hay de dos, o dicen la están haciendo fuchi en la comida mexicana o nunca han visto eso.
It's just
like, I
oh, with that yeah. too, you know, it's not like they hate Coke, like they ask for Coke. And
it's different,
love,
you know.
You love Coke?
I love Coke, hell yeah.
Okay.
And especially in Bolsita.
Clip. I'm going to clip that up. I'm going to run with it.
¿Y por qué no estás flaco?
Porque tiene mucha azúcar, güey. Tiene mucha azúcar.
Oh, ¿a poco?
Oh, that Coke. Me gusta.
I'm clipping that up. I'm running with it. I'm going to make 20 videos like that one guy until it just goes. Yeah, so ahí le están haciendo.
It just you know, what you say yesterday, culture shock.
Something oh yeah,
like
yeah.
It's like shock. You know, obviously, it's their what fifth time, third time going there, and you see new stuff every single time. You know, like the last time I went, there was some guy in the middle, like when you stop at the red light, they do shows. Mm-hmm. And the fool had like machetes doing that. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
you were in shock?
Yeah, because I was like, damn, I can't see us in it, so they'll call 911, you know? Like,
have you guys seen the ones where they like put gasoline in their mouth and spit it out with fire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Like people see that. Like, si vas para la primera vez and you see that, you'll be like, oh, shit, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy.
But on the other hand, too, when you're a guest somewhere, you know, you try to be in your utmost best behavior. Like, you know, like when we go out there and then, you know, sometimes we tell each other, like, hey, you know, like, tone it down a little bit. Like, no estamos en nuestra casa.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say that, too. For example, let's just say we're... Remember Cree from... Cree?
Yeah. Where is he from? I think he was from, like, Thailand.
Thailand. And then I think one time we went to his house and, like, they eat on the floor. But, like, obviously, you know, you have to, like, be respectful and not be, like, you know? So I think that video is a little, you know,
yeah,
in my opinion.
No, definitely. And I don't know. I think you just have to. It just.
But then again, they are young. Yeah.
They're young.
What, 16?
I feel like they have no filter. Maybe and, like.
Y como no van con sus padres, it's different because like hasta aquí, like here in LA, when we go to the callejones, Santi Alley, for the people who are from LA, Santi Alley, you know, there's it smells like pee.
Like the YouTuber?
It smells like pee?
Yeah, it's most like pee, and you know, there's little kids that be like, yeah, huele feo, this and that, you know? They're little kids, no saben, like, they're still maturing, they're growing up, you know? Once you get to a certain age, then you start to realize, you know, some stuff, you know, you're growing
and
up.
And also, too, I noticed people from Mexico, like, the, you know, people who we meet that come from Mexico, they're more, like, respectful, too. And I might admit that. I remember I was telling my mom, too, like, they talk more, you know, like, the usted... All right, guys, we're back from the break, and Jesus, Mike messed up. Please donate.
Jason been messing
now,
up lately.
We are on video number 4 that was on all over the internet that she was live with. I don't know who.
And random.
She was saying, no me hables en español.
A random from Mexico.
It wasn't even from Mexico.
Espérate. No grites. No me estés hablando en español, por favor. No grites. No te estoy gritando. Nadie te está gritando.
Tú tienes que hablar en español. Porque tú eres
un cantante en español. Háblame bonito. Gracias.
That's what that was. The video was on
Hey, what do you guys think about people who say that a lot? Like the girl, you could barely hear her, but she was like, "Tú tienes que hablar en español porque eres mexicana." Like a lot of people tell us that.
Yo creo que los mexicanos más chingones hablan más de un idioma, ¿no?
We get a lot of those comments like, "Oh, you guys are talking about Mexican music, talking Spanish. Why are you guys talking in Spanish if you guys are Mexican? Like, if being bilingual is like a crime or something."
If you notice now. Artists,
I mean, that's not the point here, but you know,
all artists who sing música mexicana are bilingual. They speak, they're English people that sing in Spanish.
Pero como somos chingones, tratamos de salir adelante. Si sabemos dos idiomas, pues tenemos doble cliente.
It's imperfect, but like we could still get our point across. You know, our
view sometimes.
No, well, I just hate when people.
Well, actually, yeah, that's the egg. Huh?
I mean, that's not the point that we're talking here, but like it's really annoying. Like, bro, like you can't. Like, I can't speak English or what? Like,
and then when we try to speak Spanish, they call us a no sabos.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and then
can't.
People in Mexico try to learn English, too. They, you know, they take it out of the brain. Well, I mean, back to what Yaritza said. Did you guys find that disrespectful of how she was on? No?
I think she was just expressing herself in saying, like, okay, you're hopping on to my life, and I'm going to express the way I want, whether it's English or Spanish. And then I think... a Spanish-speaking viewer came and said, you have to speak English. But then I think Yarita was like, no, I'm going to speak what language I want to speak because I express myself better in this way.
But that's not the only life that happens where people are, like, arguing and stuff, huh?
Yeah. I think people just get mad that they can't understand her.
She just has to know that, like, she, you know, as an artist, like, that's sort of the stuff that they signed up for. And, you know, they're criticized and judged in a different way than us. And sort
at
of
the
like
end
the
of the
stuff
day,
that
like
they signed up for.
No puedes complacer a todos, you know? Like, you really can't. I think Yaritza just got caught, you know, being herself, and then the media just decided to eat her up.
Is that the fuck? No, because I think someone left a fan on over there, but But yeah, guys.
Who did that, bro?
Do you want to read the positive comments, Kiko? The people that were defending her?
All right, do it again.
We can't even say that. Well, he gets his clips because he's slow as hell. I'm going to go turn.
Get it good.
Oh, my God, those. Guys, living here is... Oh, my God. It's so cool, but, like, Jason's annoying, bro.
What? ¿Qué estás diciendo, amigo? Dime.
I get to be here at all.
Gecko, can you read some of the positive comments that people had to say?
Hablame bonito.
Hablame bonito. Give me like Lalo con Brazy energy.
Yeah. 4 minutes.
All right, so one comment was, no need to apologize. They are going to talk no matter what.
Okay.
What are you fucking...
They use the...
What was it? What's all this? What?
Britney Spears? They use the emoji, so I just...
Oh...
Another comment says, okay, we support you 100%. Still, no one is perfect. And I truly understand you, baby girl. Me and my kids are Team Yaritza.
My kids and I.
Go Ashley Tisdale.
Crank a leg. Do a crank. Oh, y'all too young for that, huh?
Yeah, sorry, I'm not 27. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm 22.
Relax,
I'm 24. He's 23. A ver, ¿cuándo vamos a cumplir años? Porque hicimos un desastre.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to post those videos, guys.
Crazy.
Another one says, people need to understand those who don't speak 100%, we cannot express ourselves completely and tend to use words or expressions taken out of context.
Dude, I like that comment. I feel like that's like the best comment.
Context.
Because, yeah, when you don't speak that language good, like let's see Spanish, you can't express yourself the same way you express yourself with, like...
It's really hard.
Maybe sometimes you... Like, let's just say, for example, when you speak in Spanish, sometimes it sounds like you're being rude, mm-hmm. but you're not being rude.
Yeah, like with Jason, he, you know, when we talk to him, like, what? And then when you tell him in Spanish, he's like, que, you know? It's like, that's
probably... Yeah,
I never... Like, I don't say que. I never say que. I say
madre. Or like, yeah, like, quieres que te llevo. Like,
well, a perfect example of that, I think, would be... In Mexico, an older person, they're expected to be called by usted. You know, usted quiere un vaso de agua. And then let's say you don't know that because, you know, we're stuck between two cultures. They say, oh, tú quieres un vaso de agua? And then that could be seen, you know, if wanted to, it could be seen as rude. But, you know, it was never ill-intentioned.
Keiko yeah, didn't know that. He was just...
No, Keiko says usted to everyone. It's like a three-year-old that usted quiere.
Yeah. You're too nice.
He's in the womb. Usted va a salir.
Dale, dale chingazo, niño. No te dejo.
No, Jason has no manners.
And then in Jason, English, thou shalt.
Jason
thou shalt never no. eat yogurt like that.
Jason does like, not know like, I don't like respect that, nor this.
Nor, dude, I remember the first time Keiko said Nora, I was cracking up. Like fucking James Why? Charles. I mean, King
remember
Charles.
When he was
James Charles?
Remember when we were
King James or whatever?
Oh, that's what I was trying to say. Like earlier,
we were on our way to the gig, and then this one was like, "Sorry, we're late because Del Traffico."
Del Traffico.
You said that. You said that.
No, you proofread it, so you know. Too.
He said Del Traffico. I was driving. He said that.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Queen Elizabeth, like cousin's Geico.
Oh damn! You still getting cooked 3 years later for like the $20 you got paid a day,
dude. He did that.
Yeah, it was Jason. It was Jason.
Okay. Jason's horrible at talking driving. To people.
Oh, Traffico. But yeah, guys, now we're gonna play the apology video in a bit because that thing's already gonna end. Okay, now let's play the apology video. Okay, guys, now let's play the apology video.
Let's play the apology video. Roll the clip.
Les queremos mandar un grande saludo de parte de Yaritza y su esencia. Desafortunadamente, Mando no pudo estar aquí con nosotros, pero él sí fue parte de este mensaje que les queremos dejar. Y pues, para empezar, primero que nada, queremos que sepan que lo que nos motiva todos los días para escribir canciones y música es el gran orgullo de tener sangre mexicana en nuestras venas. No importa de dónde nacimos, somos orgullosamente mexicanos y apreciamos muchísimo el cariño del público y en especial en México. Ustedes siempre nos demuestran mucho cariño y nos reciben con mucho, mucho amor y por eso estamos agradecidos pero también apenados. Hemos visto los comentarios recientes en las redes y creemos que ustedes, el público, tienen toda la razón y pues no nos supimos expresar correctamente y en vez de hablar de
lo tanto que nos gusta el país, especialmente la Ciudad de México. Hablábamos de algunos detalles que estuvieron fuera de lugar y ya entendemos eso. Y pues les ofrecemos una disculpa de todo el corazón. Si nos ofendimos a alguien, esa nunca fue nuestra intención. Nosotros amamos a México, nuestra cultura y a su gente, y poder ser parte de esa cultura. Y por nada quisimos ofender a nuestra tierra, se los juro, nunca fue nuestra intención. Para nosotros es importante tener una relación honesta con ustedes y por eso agradecemos que nos hacen saber cuando algo no está bien o cuando algo no les gusta, porque así podemos mejorar.
Y de verdad también los queremos mucho y agradecemos todo su apoyo. Muchas gracias.
Y de nuevo, raza, mil disculpas de parte de Yaritza en su esencia. Un fuerte abrazo.
That was a good apology video.
At least that's what I need to hear from like Chato.
I didn't want to be making this video. This is the last video I wanted to make. But in all respects, I think Yaritza y Susencia did what they, you know, had to do. Obviously, the whole Música Mexicana scene was onto them. You know, some of them were on their side, some of them weren't. But I think the majority of the people were bashing them for, you know, things that they said that were taken out of context, and I think that's what really happened.
I agree with you.
Do you guys think people will forgive him? What have the comments of that video been saying? They forgive him or not?
It's a 50-50. One of them said, te perdonía si tenía tiempo, pero ando muy ocupado. Some said,
Wait, what?
That I will forgive you if I had time, but right now I'm extremely busy. Another comment said, we'll still support you. Like, people are gonna talk.
Yeah.
We still bumping that shit.
Yeah. They said, no speak English. Sorry, my friend. Showing face like a real one. Game over. Viva Washington.
We accept your apology.
You guys don't have to apologize. People just take everything too so serious and personal, and people always be focused on lo malo. Someone said, too late. Someone just said, first comment. There's always that one. Too late, this girl, too late, live and learn. Te queremos, Yaritza, pero en Washington. Oh, I thought it was going to be positive. Ahorita no, joven, no tenemos, tenemos nominados.
Te queremos, Yaritza, pero en Washington.
I thought it was going to be a good one. Gracias por sus disculpas, mucho éxito en Estados Unidos.
Bro, they start tour too.
I say it's like 85 to 15.
But it, in the US, right?
Oh, yeah,
I think US is gonna accept them with open hands.
Yeah, I think a lot of their audience too is very like young.
Yeah, I think a lot of what she said, like the younger people could relate to, because let's just say someone that's born here is gonna, you know, be shocked from the culture over there.
Oh yeah,
even
guys,
though they're Mexicans, even though their parents.
Y si alguna gente perdonó a Chato que no perdone a Yaritza.
True.
True.
Yeah, I didn't get an apology video from Chato.
And Chato was worse, you know? He abandoned two girls.
All right, everybody. That wraps up today's episode. Thank you guys for watching to the end. Comment down below what you guys think about the whole situation. And also comment down below, do you guys forgive Yaritza? Yes or no? Why? And we'll see you guys Monday. Next week.
On the next episode.
Team Yaritza or Team Mexico?
Team Yaritza.
Peace out.